Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris James. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. Johnson moves to third. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. 1 out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is hit by the pitch. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Webster. Sosa reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Sosa moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sosa scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Calderon. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. James hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Long now pitching. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to second. 1 out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Don Paul now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Calderon hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Webster strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Alomar trying to get to home. Sosa throws the ball into Fisk, who tags Alomar, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Santana moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maldonado hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Maldonado reaches second base with a double. Santana scores. Brown scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Ken Patterson now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Chris James, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Felix Firmin now playing shortstop. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grebeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Craig Grebeck now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Calderon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons moves to third. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Kittle moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Doug Jones now pitching. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Sammy Sosa. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.